o'clock, we'll call a regular town board meeting for the town-elect climate order on November 3rd. Members of the board are present. Media has been notified. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we need a motion to approve the agenda.
I would move for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the vouchers in the general fund of $53,568 to $53,604 and the ambulance fund of $1,870 to $1,872.
I have had an opportunity to review those and I would move for their approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of the minutes, October 20th, 2021, regular town board meeting.
I'll move to approve.
I will second that.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the October 20th, 2021 meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Nothing too much exciting. We did transfer the $21,000 into, out of the reserve fund to pay for the propane. And we'll be replacing that when the new budget goes in. And for case benefit, the interest was $13.05. Okay, so in our regular account, we have $1,368,083.36. And in the ambulance is $472,169.07.
Reserves?
Pardon me?
Reserve.
Reserves?
I'm sorry, what?
Reserves.
Your reserve account?
Your reserve account.
Oh, $187,304.21. That's where the $21,000 came out of.
Is there a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Public comment on agenda items? Seeing none. Discussion, possible action, strategic planning with Brian Gochi and...
I'm Brian, tonight again.
You're Brian again.
No, I met with him yesterday and it's due to already commitments and their family commitments. He's unable to make evening meetings.
That's fine.
But he's more than willing to work with us in regarding our strategic planning. So he gave me some dates that he would like an hour and a half of the board's time to go through this. And I had explained the handout that I passed out last month, just kind of outlined what strategic planning is. So for the board and the public, he said there's a little homework assignment as far as strategic planning. What he would like everyone to do is to write a letter to him as the organizer or to the board. And really, it's a letter stating the scenario is that you've been away from Flambeau for the last 20 years. You just now came back and you're writing a letter on what you would like to, on that you came back and you said, wow, Flambeau's really improved and we'd like to go the next step further. So ideas on what you would like to see anywhere from the 5 to 10 years and that will get us going. And he would actually like that done and so that it can be compiled. You can get it to me, I can get it to Brian, you can get it to me and I can compile them just on general where we're at as far as ideas. And he would like to have that done prior to this first meeting.
Okay.
And dates that he gave me that he can meet for about an hour and a half in the near future are the 18th, he's open entirely during the day. This is November. The 22nd, he has the afternoon. And on the 23rd, he has an 8:30 a.m. availability.
Yeah, I'm good on the 18th and the 23rd.
I don't have mine with me.
The 18th is a Thursday.
Isn't that?
And that's the town budget hearing.
That's our budget hearing.
In the afternoon.
That's in the afternoon, okay.
And the, what did you say, Bob, the 23rd?
Yeah.
23rd is a Tuesday.
Yep.
That should work. I mean, it's 8:30 in the morning, so I generally don't schedule anything in the morning, so.
So do you want to schedule the 23rd?
Let's do the 23rd at 8:30. Or, yeah.
How much time are we talking about?
He said an hour and a half.
Hour and a half, would be.
The 10.
8:30 to 10. I know you're generally not here at 9, but I can open up the building if you can't make it at 8:30.
Oh, I'm always here at 8:30.
Oh.
I'm always here at 8.
And forget that.
Forget that, right.
I don't know why you said that.
9 o'clock is, I know I call here, leave messages and you answer.
Just if I have to get my blood tested.
Yeah.
We'll make sure.
So from 8:30 to 10.
8:30 to 10.
I have a couple of former clients that can get us in.
Yeah.
So is that going to be a town board meeting or?
Yeah, we'll notice, it'll be noticed as a special town board meeting to meet with Brian.
Okay.
Okay.
Does Brian have an email where you can send this stuff to him?
He does. It is. Begothier2.
The numeral two?
The number two, at ldftribe.com.
So Tuesday the 23rd at 8:30 a.m.
Yep.
Okay.
Jim?
Will he be representing the UW Extension or from the tribe?
I would imagine UW Extension.
Extension.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we pay the UW Extension, what, $15,000 or $16,000 a year?
There's no fee.
Don't we? We give them some kind of money, right?
The town or the town?
The town does too, the UW Extension.
No.
Where's that $15,000 go to? Isn't that part of the UW Extension?
I guess I'm lost at what you're talking about, $15,000.
We give money to the chamber.
Oh, just to the chamber?
Yeah, that goes to the chamber, that doesn't go to UW Extension.
Okay.
Okay, then let's find it. We'll move on to item number 11, discussion possible action, update from Firehouse Land Committee. I understand you guys met and I saw the minutes that Jim had done. Update.
I defer to the committee chairman, which was.
Tom?
Tom?
I was not appointed chairman, okay.
Well, either one of you then can, any type of update for us with looking.
We've been on the corner, Raven Lake and 47, we looked at the trees and said, that looks like a good spot for a fire hose.
Okay.
That's what we were told to do, right?
Any conversation with the landowner or anything, or?
Yeah, but I don't think that didn't have anything to do with.
No, I'm just, if anybody had, I mean, otherwise, you know, I can, one of the other board members can, you know.
I've talked to them numerous times.
Okay. So it's a location though that you guys would be interested in?
Yeah, it's our second choice, but yeah. First choice we can't have.
Okay.
Makes sense to me.
Do we have any idea what the owner's asking for that thing?
I don't.
I don't.
Just have to call him.
In your several conversations with him, have you talked Did he suggest pricing?
That's not on the agenda, did he?
Well, what we can do is, you know, if one of the board members would like to, or I can, you know, I've got it on here for action, you know, for the board in general, write a, you know, we can write them a letter, you know, saying we might be interested in your property, or, you know, are you still interested in selling, and what's the price?
I put it in writing.
Yeah.
You wanna go meet with him personally, Matt?
No, well, she just said put it in writing, so, you know, we can, I can get a letter together and send it off to him. And then, you know, I'll give him contact information if he wants to meet, I guess that's fine. That's okay with you guys?
Well, it'd be nice to meet, I mean, it's always nicer face-to-face.
Yep. You know, something like that I'd prefer to do, I guess, as a board. If we can, if we can't, it's up to you.
Can we invite him to a meeting?
We could invite him to a meeting or hold a special meeting. You know, I don't know what schedules are for that, for him or whatever.
Yeah, whatever works.
Okay.
If everybody's comfortable with, yeah, at this point, I mean, it's pretty early.
Yep, we'll figure something out. All right, well, I guess if anything, then, you know, a motion to have the chairman write a letter to the landowner and see what the terms are if he's interested in selling.
I will make that motion.
There was other concerns too, because if that apartment doesn't go in, there's not gonna be any sewer and water.
Oh, yeah, that's something that we'd have to deal with.
We'd have to.
Right, and, you know, I've been checked with Howard, they're putting a price together for septic for a firehouse.
Yeah.
So I'm just looking at other avenues that we could take. You know, put a well in and stuff like that.
Okay.
I have a motion, I need a second.
I'll do a second.
A motion been made and seconded to send a letter on to the property owner and see if he still has an interest in selling and what the terms would be of the sale. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. Item number 12, discussion, possible action, ATV issues on county roads. Supervisor Hanson had asked for this to be placed on there.
Yeah. Had some repeated complaints from folks out along H mainly, although I know there are problems in other areas too, not just on the county roads. But anyway, there's been some ATV activity on the paved roads, and some of it pretty risky behavior. And I think it might be productive to ask the Lac des Flammes Police Department to just keep an eye on things out there and see if they can figure out who's doing this and kind of slow them down a bit, get them off the road.
Yeah, we can ask them. I mean, you're on the county board. You can even ask the sheriff's department. If anything, take it up at a county and law enforcement committee.
We could double team them.
Yeah.
Bob, where do they say they're coming on to H? I've never seen an ATV on H.
I think that they're figuring at somebody coming from the area of White Sand Lake here. So it would be after the point where you are out there. Because they're coming southbound on H.
They're not dragging on the snowmobile trail, the old railroad bed and dragging on it.
No, I've seen them, they're coming right down the road.
So on the county highway, do our Lac des Flammes police officers have jurisdiction on that, or is that the county?
Within the town limits, they do, yeah.
Yep, within the boundaries of the reservation.
Actually, I think it's, what, like 2 miles outside, too.
I don't know.
You mean tribal police has jurisdiction?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can let TJ know.
Yeah, if you can, let him know, keep an eye out that direction and other places.
Because I know they've been catching them, they've actually been going up to the gas station.
That's smart.
They're on nap all the time too.
Easy naps.
I know they warn them, I mean, you know they.
Yeah, that's, I think that's all people are looking for, not looking for life without parole.
All right, well, I guess with that, then we'd be looking for a motion to adjourn at 5:16.
Second.
If I made a second, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion.